All right. We got Punk and Hardcore coming up. This is Matt C., and I have a guest tonight. Jason, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jason is from the Portland bands Collate and Piggy Bank. What other ones?
I do a lot of solo projects. Becky and the Politicians is one. There's one called Threx. Conditioner is still kind of a band sometimes.
Conditioner Disco Group?
That's the one, yeah.
Right on.
CDG.
All right. KXRY Portland. Yes! That was Collate, of course. And Jason here is with me. You play guitar in Collate?
Correct, yeah.
And is that mainly Erica's band?
You know, I think of it as kind of a collaboration. But yeah, she writes a lot of the main bass lines, so it does kind of stem from a lot of her ideas.
And did you record all that material also?
I did. All the Collate stuff I've recorded on 8-track cassette.
Is it like old school?
Yeah, you know, tape machine. I mix directly to like an analog CD recorder, so there's nothing digital really in the signal at all. It just goes straight.
And you also have a record label that doesn't have Collate on it, right?
My personal one, no. That Collate is on Erica's label, which is Domestic Departure.
That's why I think it's her band.
Yeah, well, sure. You can think it's her band. That's fine.
Erica is on. She's still on. Maximum Rock and Roll?
Yeah, she does a lot of the editing for that, so her name's always on there.
So you kids, say you could listen to Jason's bandmate, Erica. She's been on Maximum Rock and Roll a long time. I had her on one of my shows here. Oh, it was on KBOO. Have you ever been to KBOO?
I have.
And you were on some show there?
Yeah, I think we played on the radio. Dress Forms, I think, played on KBOO on somebody's show that I can't recall the name of at the moment. But
Not Life During Wartime?
It might have been that. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Was it with Aaron Yankee?
No. I wish I could tell you. It wasn't her, though.
Dress Forms I like a lot. That's Izzy's band?
That was not Izzy, but my friend Aaron. and Olivia was the drummer. And then for a while they also had Danny playing, but it was basically a duo that expanded to a trio briefly.
Oh, and you did the music for Dress Forms.
Correct. Yeah, I was the drummer in Dress Forms.
I would want to play that song here. I'm not gonna, but I love the that one.
Oh yeah, see, I covered way worse, and I didn't even tell him about it before I did it.
Why? Wait. All right, this is Jason in here, my guest for tonight. You're listening to Laced Punch. We're on every Monday at 10 p.m. for 1 hour, and Jason brought in lots of records, so looking forward to that. Your new band, Piggy Bank. You're pretty lucky to have Mary as the drummer.
True. Yeah, we got lucky with that for sure. Awesome. She's in high demand.
So awesome. Makes it a totally different electronic band.
For sure. Yeah, it's tough drums with synths. It's kind of like, you know, thinking units, screamers, you know, loud drums and synths.
Did you bring any new songs for us to play?
I didn't, unfortunately. We just recorded, but they're not quite mixed yet, but soon.
And you do all the recording as well?
Yeah, same deal on 8-track for those.
Who's the third person? I don't remember their name.
Jesse, who used to be in a band called Miracle that was very good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to a song by Piggy Bank. And we have Jason in here live in the studio. This is Identify. Piggy Bank, Identify. So, did I pick a good song?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We have Jason in the studio from Piggy Bank. How about any gigs? You got any gigs lined up with Piggy Bank?
Piggy Bank's playing the 27th for an IPRC benefit at Turn, 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 which will be cool. Our friend Rose is putting that together.
Is Life in Hell playing?
Love
also?
In Hell is not playing, but yeah, that is the same Rose.
Oops, that's not the right name.
Close.
Rose DJed with me at KABU. Now, did you say you DJed before on the radio?
Yeah, a couple times. I've DJed, you know, I do club nights a lot, but radio not so much. Just a couple times.
Huh, cool. Do you play with Lai? Do you know Laisla Electronica?
Piggy Bank played with them once, yeah.
Oh, right on.
They're good.
I don't know if I'll tell my secret.
I
just painted their album cover.
Oh, nice.
So
I like your paintings, by the way. I saw some of them. They're cool.
Oh, thanks if you stalked my page.
That's why I know, yeah.
Jason, you brought just 45s tonight, right?
Just 7 inches, yeah.
Are we ready to play music, or should we talk about cats yet?
Cats can probably wait. Okay. Cats are cool and all, but yeah, I can play some records. All
right, what are we starting with tonight?
I think I'm going to play this Esther Zubies song first. It's called Hollow Tubes.
We got to Revolution can't keep revolution away. But we don't care about what's going on out there. We don't wanna know, and we say there's nothing we can do. And that's what I say, give me a gun, give me a knife. I'll show you what I think of life. Give me a gun, give me a knife. I'll show you what I think of life.
By the sounds, I feel like my mind.
This is Laced Punch, and we have Jason in the studio, Jason DK. What about that name?
Oh, you know, it's punk, you know.
So what did we just hear? Let's do the rundown.
Yeah, we just heard Sharp by Twang, like 80s British band. Before that, it was I Night by The Units. And then it was Give Me a Gun by Lavi Ebel before that. And the first one was Hollow Tubes by Esther Zubies.
Killer. So what is... These are all from the 80s?
Yeah, a lot of 79, 80. That's kind of my wheelhouse. For I feel like most of the best records came out in 79, 80.
Yeah, nice.
Regardless of genre.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're live in the studio. All right, so you got dogs or cats, Jason?
Yeah, we have a pair of really cute cats that are about a year and a half old. We adopted them about a week or two apart from each other, so they're basically brother and sister, and they get along. It's really cute.
Oh, do they touch each other and like cuddle?
They're getting there. Yeah, they're getting closer and closer to full cuddle. But yeah,
sniff their butts.
We'll catch them cuddling occasionally. It was really sad because we had a very old cat that recently passed, so we had to like fill the hole in our hearts with two new cats.
That is great. I hate to lose cats, but I don't go catless.
Yeah, I can't go catless. We were catless for like a few weeks, and we're like, this is a terrible existence we're living right now.
You could have had a kitty for 2 weeks. So do you call them kitties?
Yeah.
I got three kitties. Well, they're still kitties.
Teenage cats, maybe, if they're four.
All right, so you got some more records queued up, I assume, here, right?
Yeah. We have Gina X Performance is the next one that's ready to go.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at x-ray.fm. Radio is yours.
How sad it was. forcing you to stand.
Something strange. Love, it's something strange. A whisper in your ear. The words you want to hear. Love, it's something strange. Love, something strange. Love, it's something strange. Love, it's something strange. Something strange. Love, it sometimes strangles.
Hey. All right. Who was that? Let's look back here.
Yeah, it was Cheerin Heart with "Love Is Strange." Before that, see the list. What was it? Yeah, it was. Oh yeah, Dorothy with Softness from the Softness/ I Confess Signal. The Petticoats with "Normal," and started with Gina X Performance with "No GDM."
And that is Jason DK from Collate and Piggy Bank. Thanks so much, Jason, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun.
So how long have you been in Portland?
I moved in 2006, so it's coming on my 20-year anniversary.
Maybe you'll be a true Portlander after one more year.
Yeah, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Did you move here for the music industry?
Basically, yeah. I lived in Colorado where there was not a lot going on, so I knew some people who lived out here, and it just seemed like a better option for me.
And what type of... Do you need to work? Do you have a job?
I do. I don't need to work. No, I do need to work. Yeah, I have a job.
Do you work with records?
I work at like a giant record warehouse called Records by Mail, and I just like... price and grade records all day, basically.
Do you have used records?
Yeah, it's all, my boss just buys, you know, huge collections from collector scene guys, so it's a lot of times it's very expensive records, not all the time, but it's a lot of like very collectible 7 inches and stuff. And lately I've been going through like 90s techno 12 inches, which is kind of fun. But
oh yeah, like LA style.
Yeah, just every Endless Club Records. It's kind of cool.
Nice. So you pick up like whatever you want, whatever you can find.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times the stuff we have at my job isn't really the stuff that I'm that into, but it's definitely turns me on to some things occasionally that I wouldn't normally listen to, so that's cool.
Right on. So, all right, let's listen to the next selection. Now, Jason's brought all of the... He's brought all 12 inches tonight. All vinyl.
Yeah, just deep cut punk records, pretty much all 1980 or 79, as it turns out. Not intentionally, but that's just kind of how it panned out.
Okay, so what do we got next?
The next one is Lynn Messenger.
This one.
Yeah, that one.
You doing good?
Here is the hull of this is my weapon. My riot shield shatters, the green fist of iron.
That was The Rentals with New York. It's a band that had Jeff and Jane Hudson, who had a really cool synth pop record that they put out, but that was their punk band.
What else did we hear there?
Sorry, I distracted you. I can't see the list again. I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it was Vice Versa with Riot Squad, which seemed like a appropriate song to be playing right now. Started the set off with Who the Hell Wants Their Picture Taken by Lynn Messenger, who was in a band called Unknown Gender. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Thanks so much for bringing in all the records.
Yeah,
so much fun. And thanks for doing the station ID back there.
I did my best.
You're like a real pro.
Oh, yeah, it's because I have radio experience. I was saying once I got arrested for drinking underage and my community service was that I had to read for the blind on the radio, and that's what this whole experience is reminding me of right now.
That's a really tough sentence.
It's really, yeah, 20 hours of that. It was really hard.
It'd be really tough to figure out all that braille. All right. Hey, this is Matt C., and we're on Laced Punch every week. And you could look online to listen to some of the past episodes. Like last week, we had Takaya in. And thanks so much, Jason, for agreeing to come in for this torture.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Super fun in here, huh?
It is fun.
All right, we just have a few more minutes left. What's this track?
The next band is Silicon Teens, who are very close to my heart. It's Daniel Miller's first project on Mute Records. It's like a cover of an old 60s pop song.
X-Ray FM.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance?
That one, Jason.
That was "The Devil Lives in My Husband's Body" by Pulse Alama, the legendary.
And was there any others we need to announce? One more minute here. Hipster Suck is coming up. Hey, mate, you can check me out every week on Monday nights, 10 p.m. We've had Jason in here tonight, Jason DK. And when are you guys playing next?
Colate has a show on the 21st at My Vinyl Underground. It's a cool little record shop that's underneath the comic book store. And we're playing with Fine and Pliers. And then on the 27th, Piggy Bank is playing at Turn, Turn, Turn.
Killer. Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much, Jason, for coming in. That was super fun.
Thanks for having me.
See you out there, and we'll catch you next week. What's this?